The culture of Silicon Valley, including allegations of sexual harassment and a lack of gender diversity, has been questioned for a number of years, and it's been in the spotlight even more dramatically in the wake of the Me Too movement. That, at least in part, is why thousands of Google employees staged a walkout yesterday. And with me via Skype to talk about what happened and what may be next is Natasha Tiku, senior writer for Wired. Natasha, let's begin with the background. What specifically led the employees to leave their workspaces and protest?
Sure. So the tipping point for the walkout was a recent New York Times investigation into sexual harassment at Google. And the article found that Google had paid multi-million dollar exit packages to top executives after they were accused of sexual harassment, even in cases where Google investigated the claims and found them credible. The company kept silent and went on to, in the case of Andy Rubin, who is the founder of Android, they paid him $90 million and then went on to invest in his future companies. And that was the reason, in the midst of the Me Too movement, that's the reason that this particular instance was the tipping point. However, the organizers that I spoke with emphasized that the walkout was sort of the final stage of a long process of organizing inside Google over a number of issues, including concerns about pay disparity, the lack of diversity, and you can sort of see those concerns reflected in the demands from the workers who walked out yesterday. And there were about 17,000 of them from 40 different offices.
Were you actually in the midst of one of the walkouts? And can you tell me what the atmosphere was like, what the vibe was like?
Sure. So I was at the San Francisco walkout, and I was there, 5 or 10 minutes early, and the crowd, they're supposed to come at 11:10, and the crowd seemed, decent but sort of sparse. And then within the span of 15 minutes, the entire plaza, which is right outside Embarcadero, is this beautiful sunshining day. It was completely packed, and they're, kind of flooding in with their little, you can tell they're Google employees because they have their little badges clipped clipped to their belt loops or whatever, or hanging around their necks. And I think everyone was maybe a little nervous but giddy and excited, and they were chanting along with it and holding signs. For example, a few referred to that Andy Rubin exit package and said, "Hey, I'll quit $90 million, no sexual harassment necessary." So I think that they were excited to maybe experience in real life some of the organizing that we've seen online with open letters or petitions. It was a remarkable show of support.
So what direction do you think this moves Google toward? Is this a case where the Google folks at the top are getting the message? Is there still a lot of work to be done there?
CEO Sundar Pichai, he has commented publicly about the walkout, and he had sent two staff-wide emails kind of after the New York Times investigation, trying to respond to concerns from within employees. So you know that they're being heard. I don't know that they're being listened to in the same way. I think that part of the concern, which is great to hear from tech employees, that they are not going to be placated by by good PR and by empathetic words. They want to see some real action.
When we think about the culture, at least some of the books and articles that have been written about Silicon Valley, the feeling is that generally, women who are at least as qualified as men have been made to feel uncomfortable to some extent generally by the culture. So a walkout like this, Google itself, but other companies as well in the tech industry or in Silicon Valley, is turning around the culture something that can be done relatively swiftly? Or is it something that is like turning around like a big cruise liner, which is it takes a while to turn it. It's not like you're turning a smart car. It takes a while to change things.
Yeah, I mean, the issue about the lack of diversity in Silicon Valley is directly tied to the action that we saw yesterday. I think that the importance of the New York Times article is that it put some numbers and faces to this feeling that women in the tech industry have been facing. For example, there was an anecdote in the story about this woman named Star Simpson, who's a super talented engineer that lots of people respect. And, she was harassed while she was interviewing for a job at Google. And she mentioned that she, after the fact, thought about not even entering the industry. And you can tie that directly to the lack of progress that we've seen from tech companies on, changing their ratios of women, underrepresented minorities, and in higher levels of the company, when you look at pay and promotion, these are some of the stories that underlie those concerns. So even though the tech companies will tell you that it is an issue about having a pipeline problem, a lack of potential women engineers, I think that more and more we're starting to see the bias that has affected their lack of progress.
Would you expect, or have you heard any buzz about other major tech companies that will see similar walkouts or where employees are considering similar actions?
I haven't heard anything yet. I mean, this wave of dissent that we've seen in the tech industry really originated at Google and coalesced there. They have a very open dialogue among the workforce there. They have these internal message boards where they talk to each other. And also Google, the action that we're seeing at Google is on the heels of the Google memo, which raised concerns about diversity and gender bias within the company. There's also a Department of Labor investigation into gender pay gap. There are private lawsuits about sexual harassment and gender pay gap. So Google, it might be just ahead of the curve, or it might be a unique situation. We've seen employees at Microsoft, Amazon, Salesforce, and Facebook also try to organize some collective action around issues that they're concerned about. But, they haven't had the buy-in from the larger workforce that Google has.
Natasha Tiku is a senior writer for Wired.